While many of those memorialized at the American Immigrant Wall of Honor made the journey from Europe to Ellis Island a century ago, families from Central America and Southeast Asia, immigrant groups who arrived in larger numbers after the processing station shut its doors in 1954, may find their names engraved in steel, too.
Everybody wants to be honored. They want to be remembered. They want their moment of arrival in America to be something that is memorialized. And in a small way, that's what we can do here.
The diversity of names today reflects the country's changing immigration trends. What began as a fundraising tool to restore and maintain Ellis Island in 1987 has grown to 775,000 names across 770 panels, overlooking the Statue of Liberty and New York's Lower Manhattan. For $150, any immigrant or descendant of immigrants who wishes to add their family's name can do so. Visiting the wall where her great-grandparents are honored, Erin Josen says the difficulties that earlier immigrants faced should give hope to recent arrivals.
If I was a first or second generation, I would feel like, wow, these people can do and go through all this adversity and all this hardship, like the screenings, being judged, being told, like, we don't want you here. But yet they are able to grow families and have third, fourth, fifth generation.
International tourists marvel at the diversity of Ellis Island's National Museum of Immigration, even if they don't have family honored there that they know of.
It's good that everything is documented, that they have written notes of all these names. It should help lots of Americans retrace their ancestors and their roots.
According to the foundation, nearly every nationality is represented across these panels, also included slave laborers who were forced to migrate.
We tell the story of slaves and their arrival. That was a terrible situation, terrible tragedy. But they are now part of America and American history and American and the way America is. And they should be honoring their families here just as everybody else does.
Some of the country's indigenous population, American Indians, have also chosen to honor their families on the wall. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, Ellis Island.